Welcome to episode 43 of the Borussia Dortmund Fan Club London podcast. And as they say, time flies when you're having fun. And yeah, I've got a great guest today. It's somebody who's very immersed in the culture of Dortmund. And he's going to tell his story. He's basically a musician who's created a lot of the songs that the fans have enjoyed over the last few years. Maybe the last 20 years or so, some of the real anthems, some of the really big chants that you hear on the Südtribüne, on the yellow wall. And to introduce himself, here is our guest today. It's the rock musician, Mr. Andy Schade. Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm fine, and I hope you too, yeah.
That's great. Andy, you're responsible for some of the great, great songs of Borussia Dortmund, the ones we hear before the game. For those who don't really know, the Dortmund music scene or the pop musicians associated to BVB that have created some of the songs like Toxygen and Caro and Mickey and yourself, Andy Schade, and other people, Baron von Borsig. Of course, all German listeners know these artists, but... explain a little bit about what's the context, how you are part of Dortmund music scene, what the main bands are, and also what have been your contributions, what have been the songs that you've contributed to that anybody listening to the podcast who is a BVB fan will know.
Well, I'll start in the beginning. When I was a really crazy musician, I've been around here in Germany and all German-speak countries like Schweiz, Österreich, Holland or Belgium, and with a band called Firma, Angst und Bange.
Okay.
And it was just like comedy entertainment, and we are, yeah, we're not the whole business of musician and entertained, and it was very successful, and I'm worked together with UN promotion, Uli Neidl. He is one of the hardest working men I ever met in the business. And one day he called me up and said, "Hey, Andy, you like to sing a football song? There's so many songs about football, and they're all really great, and everybody sings it in the stadium. Why should I do this?" And he said, it's for BVB. And I say, okay. And after 2 hours later, the song was done. And the song was written by Hans von Baal.
Okay.
The lyrics, Hans von Baal, and the music, Markus Meyersick and Greg Gould. And I listened to it, and I'm very, I don't sing to everything. And the whole thing was around when I did my person and my opinions in the song, and we created this thing. And
what was the song? What was the song, Andy? I'm going to play a little clip of it, but tell me the song in your own words, the name of the song.
The song is Am Borsigplatz geboren.
Am Borsigplatz geboren, which means born at the Borsigplatz, which is the famous square near the old church where Dortmund was founded in December 1909.
Which, the famous place, and in the corner of one of these places is just around, Kreisverkehr.
Yeah, it's a big roundabout, a famous roundabout in Dortmund, and it's also where the team go to celebrate when they win a cup on an open top bus.
And in the corner is a pub. And that was the beginning of BVB. That's why they are there, born.
Yeah, that's right.
Born in Borsigplatz, and everybody of them also. And the song is a song for the fans. And that's it. That's fascinating for me, because to be a BVB fan is not just celebrating or have a party or such. It's in the roots of everybody in.
And Andy, did the song sell a lot? Did it sell a lot of singles? Or how does it work nowadays?
it's not really that the single was sold out, and
is it downloads nowadays that people download it from Spotify?
Yeah, downloads and it covers and stuff like this, and everybody sings it, and everyone
knows
this song in the stadium. And when I was the first time in the stadium, and I then in the front of a wall, and I sang the song the first time, then Nobby Dickel.
Yeah, sure, the stadium announcer.
Sent to the place and said, okay, sing. I don't know what happens. They will kill you or they will love you. That's not in the middle.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, I say, nice, thank you. Yeah.
When was that, Andy? Which season?
Go down the place and shaking knees and really nervous.
Yeah.
It was full. Yeah, 85,000 people looking
sure.
at you.
Sure.
And you're singing the first time this song.
Wir sind alle am Borsigplatz geboren, haben früh schon doch für alle Zeiten unser Herz verloren. Wir spürten, dass egal wohin die Fußballwelt sich dreht, Borussia Dortmund niemals untergeht. Es gab Zeiten, da ging's uns richtig schlecht. Wir blickten in den Abgrund und schworen uns jetzt erst recht. Gemeinsam durch das Tränental, geschlossen Hand in Hand, und am Ende der dunklen Gasse erstrahlt die gelbe Wand. Borussia Dortmund, 100.000 Freunde, ein Verein. Die Menschen im schwarz und gelben Ruhrgebiet werden immer stolz an deiner Seite sein.
To know is, How many downloads has it achieved since then, or how many people have actually checked out the song on YouTube so far? It must be in the tens of thousands, no?
I really don't know. I think it was 2007. It must be millions.
Millions, incredible.
I really don't know. I really don't know. It's a big hit, and everybody knows. And really, I'm really lucky, so I'm not really a pop star there, so I can't go normally shopping or something like this. and it's really good because everybody knows the song, but nobody knows my face because they don't go in the stadium to hear any music, so they want to see brilliant football, and that's it. And they want to be together there, and they want to... want to celebrate their roots and have a good time there. It's good.
Absolutely right. And of course, some of the fans that go to the games are from the UK in increasing numbers. Certainly the London Fan Club has invested enormous amounts of effort and time and sent hundreds of UK fans over to Germany. How do you experience that when you see English fans going to Dortmund to the games?
It's absolutely fascinating because you don't have to drive 200 kilometers to be there. It's much more. And it's very, I've got much respect for it. And I love it to see it. And that's really, I think we've got more than 1,000 fan clubs. And more than 2 million members, yeah, and that speaks for itself, and that's really it's super. And to be a part of it, just a small part, makes me very proud. And that's such a long time that it works, and I hope it will be. Till my very end.
Absolutely, Andy. Well, let's hope that's a long, long way from now, because you've got lots more music to make. And basically, you were telling me before the show that you're a Metzger, a butcher by trade. So you worked in the meat trade, And how did you come to be a musician, basically? A lot of people in Dortmund know of you, but they didn't know probably that you were a Metzger, butcher before. How did you become to be a musician, basically? I see a really nice guitar behind you.
Oh, yes, I got lots of it. And I'm now in my little studio at home and recording some stuff new. And yeah, I hope you will hear it someday.
Yeah.
So, when I started being a musician when I was 13, and one thing was absolutely clear for me. So I want to have a job. I want to have a normal life. And if I can take it to be a musician after the nearby, also gleichzeitig.
At the same time, if you're going to achieve that at the same time, I'll help you along the way.
And the same time, be a musician.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I do. And that's
same thing with me with the writing about the Bundesliga as a journalist.
Yes.
Which came out of being a fan, really, and just being an influencer. And I just started writing articles and doing media like this podcast just because I had to do it. I was asked to do it by BVB. So I just started doing it for my own account, you know?
Yeah, and that's it. And that's just what makes you free. And that's what makes you really happy and lucky with your work or what you are. I'm never good is what I'm doing. What I'm doing. Oh, yeah.
And, absolutely. And you're doing great.
I speak English. It's Andy Schade.
Yeah, and Schade means what a shame, but it's not a shame at all to talk to you. It's actually really, really cool. And Andy, basically, how does it work with making music? I mean, do you have like a group of people that you come together regularly with? Do you have like a band which you tour with? Do you play a lot of concerts? What was the biggest concert you've played in so far?
The biggest concert I ever played got. Biggest concert was Rock am Ring. Rock am Ring.
That's awesome. At the Nürburgring, which is famous for, of course, Germany's famous for the Autobahn, which is the motorways, which have virtually limitless speed limits. And a lot of English fans of football are also fans of cars and also of Formula One and so on. And so many of them will have gone to the Nürburgring where the concert was held that you mentioned, the Rock am Ring. I guess that must have been tens of thousands of people, right?
Yes, and the best thing was there were lots of stages. The main stage for the real pop stars.
Uh-huh.
And some other stages for the crazy people like me. So, and the best thing was we were in a tent of circus. Real big thing.
It's a big circus tent, yeah.
Real big thing. And it rains.
Uh-huh.
So it was really first row while we do sound check with members of Rammstein. Yes, yes, they listen to our sound check. And you know the word parodie, what it means?
Yeah, parodie, you mean like basically to make a mockery, like to do like a, like laughing about it?
Yes, yes, yeah, a sketch.
Parody, yeah.
And we do a sketch about Rammstein. And and I don't know what they did, but they laughed about it and they say, what a great band. Firma Angst und Bange, what a great band. And so they didn't know that they are so famous that other bands make parodies of it. They make sketches about it. And we ran around, hey.
Yeah, that, the famous.
They like us. They like us. Rammstein like us. But
Du hast is the famous song, right?
The what?
Du hast. Yeah.
Yes. It's one of the famous songs, and they did so much beautiful songs. So, it's for me, it's poesy.
Poesy, poetry, absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. And with very industrial beats, and really, really, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's really great. I love it.
Yeah, my friend Marco Meliá went to the concert of Rammstein in Barcelona, and he was really excited about the whole show and so on. And it combines lots of different sounds, rock music and electronic music, and sometimes even I have small moments of listening to of this kind of music myself. But we're here to talk mainly about BVB and football. What was the first game of BVB that you went to, and when was that?
That was when I was a little child. Played Bayern München, and I think we've lost, yes. Yeah. They are machines. It was warm.
Yeah, it was warm, it was sunny, it was some time ago. And you've had a lot of connections with the club ever since. Do you have a season ticket, Andy,
BVB? No, and that's a shame, that really shame. But a friend of mine said you can get mine in the future, and that's what I hope now. So, if I want to see one of the game, I just call someone from the fun. Abteilung, we call fan Abteilung, like, so the people's, lots of people's like Stefan Petschak, and they do anything for the fans, and if I call him and say, hey, let me in, let me see a game, well, that's okay.
Nice.
And then I take a microphone and sing for everybody, and I can see a really good guy.
That's really cool.
And I don't go to VIP launch, just in his suit.
Yeah, always on the suit tribune on the yellow wall.
Yes.
Right, in the middle of the yellow wall, and where the atmosphere is. And Andy, yes. Dortmund also has a Christmas singing as well. They have like a Christmas concert every year with like a laser show and lots of singing. And I know I mentioned Jo Marie Dominiak, who's one of the famous singers in Dortmund. I remember her singing a few times. I've never been to that Christmas carol singing, but have you taken part in this, the Weihnachtssingen? Have you been in there?
No. It's the best thing is there is... TV is there, and I say, hey, Joe, you have to go. You look better than me.
Yeah.
Sing this song. Everybody sings the song, Am Borsigplatzgeboren.
That's right.
Everybody.
That is.
So there are carols. There the Joe Dominiak, this Kasche, sings it now, and I say, okay, do it. And it's okay, but I hope that one day get a phone call and one said, hey, come into the stadium, sing this song at Christmas. So I would say yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those really classic songs. Another, talking about music of BVB, another great song is Hey ABVB, as well. Do you know the history of Hey ABVB? Who wrote the song without putting you on the
really,
spot?
But this song is... We call it folklore. And that's really the first hymn for me.
Yeah, that's right. If I'm not mistaken, it was a guy called Bandos, but I'm going to look it up, actually. Who was it? I think it was a Hungarian guy, Hey ABVB. Yeah, and what about the 100-year celebration of BVB, which took place in 2009 in the Westfalenhalle, which was, I remember getting a pin which said 100 years of BVB. And did you get involved with that one? Yeah, it was a guy called Karl-Heinz Bandos who created the song. So clearly a Hungarian. So yeah, lots of foreigners have contributed to the history of BVB. I was reading the other day that the first football that the BVB played with in 1909 was brought from England by a German guy who was working in a hotel in the north of England. So yeah, surprising. And also there've been quite a lot of coal miners and people that came and who brought football to the Ruhrgebiet. The first football club in Germany, Dresdner SC, was actually created by English guys as well, by English miners who were working over in that part of Germany. So yeah, there's been lots of connections between England and Germany and the Ruhrgebiet as well over the centuries. So, yeah, we were talking about the 100th year celebration. How did you experience that 100 year celebration? Were you part of the music program there, or did you have some kind of part of that 100 year celebration?
Now time for a short announcement. If you love Borussia Dortmund, why not join us for a live game and have a couple of Dortmund Union beers at the Stammtisch meetup of the official Borussia Dortmund fan club in London? We meet on match days at the Fitzroy Wine Cellar on Cleveland Street. For more details, head to our Facebook page or give us a call on 07459-394-121. And now, back to the show.
Yeah,
in the Westfalenhalle. Okay.
I was there. I meet an old friend of mine, Atze Schröder.
Atze, oh, with the curly hair. Yeah, really funny guy.
Yes.
German comedian. Yeah. I love him. He's absolutely great. I would love to meet him. He's just the funniest guy.
We start together, and Atze was in a band called The Proll, and after that he starts his solo career, and we was on tour with Firma Angst und Banger, and at the same time we played.
Too funny.
We played in the Sauerland, he played the first, and we were the top act, and when we played in Essen, we played first, and then he was the top act, and so on, and yeah. So, and I met him there after a few years, and it was very funny, and it was, and that's what you said, that very, really international people are included into BVB. That was on this, on the fire 100
celebration. That's right.
Celebration was. I noticed this, and I was really. It's really great to be international. I love it to be international. I love it to be colors, and I'm very proud that the BVB is international, is colored, and that's it. That's what we need much more in this world. Not racism, not just colored and be interesting in other cultures. So if we do not, then we have no football in Germany.
That's
because
great.
I think the English people, if I see Chelsea, because because of Thomas Tuchel or Kloppo, what they did there, and he said, if you see football played by English guys, that was really bam, that's what I need to see. That was fire, they burned so much, and there was no question about money, there was no question about anything, they just ran into the front and do it, and the connection inside of the teams are very, very, they scream, they talk. There's information by the coach to the leader players, to the others, and that works. And that's what I loved, English football. And I know German teams, they look to them.
Yeah, they look up. Yeah, I know what you mean, absolutely. And I guess one of the things that people have enjoyed is over the years has been the welcomeness of Dortmund as a city, and also the Ruhrgebiet, and Ruhrgebiet over the centuries has always been a welcoming place for people who came from Eastern Europe, Russia and Poland and other countries in France and Holland and so on, to work in the coal mines and the steel industry and so on. And then afterwards, after World War II, also many thousands of British soldiers and military and so on that were based here in Germany. And the openness that fans had, I mean, for example, like British people who came to live in Germany, like myself, that experience, that openness. And I think that learning the language of German really, really helps to connect. But generally, the openness of the Ruhrgebiet is a very special and beautiful thing. And it's a shame, I think, that Brexit has affected that openness, and that people have become, because of COVID as well, more closed and more kind of thinking about, you know, their own lives and existences and so on. And that has even affected the London fan club. We've had some kind of lack of openness, let's say, in the past year or so, which I found it a bit disappointing myself. But I know that when we're all together again, as you said, on the Zoo Tribune, celebrating the team and watching the games, that, you know, that face-to-face of, you know, just having a beer together, Pils, Dortmunder Pils, and seeing each other again, then we forget about Brexit and what's going on in Ukraine right now. And as you say, Black Lives Matter and so on, all these issues which are pushed up right to the top, like the worries and concerns about the world and existences and so on. So, I really hope that we can just continue to love Borussia Dortmund, and at the same time, just love the city and the openness and friendliness of the people of Dortmund.
Yes, because it's like you say. If I had to look to Liverpool and look to Dortmund, I think they feel just the same. Yes, because it's like Ruhrgebiet in England, and that's it. I think if you go to the stadium and step inside, then it's all gone. It's all gone. All terrible things are gone. Just having fun, having football, and that's it. And that's the spirit inside, and that's the spirit for the people. Not really everybody who's inside, like the fans, had really the money to go there. I think you pay 20 euros for a normal standing place, and they don't care. It's really important to go there, to be there, and that's what I love in Dortmund. They all together, and everybody where you go into the city, they got this friendliness. And when I was there, I don't live in Dortmund. I just live in the Sauerland in Iserlohn.
Okay, Iserlohn, yeah. The home of the famous ice hockey team, the Roosters.
Yes.
What does Dortmund BVB mean for you, really? Why is BVB such a special football club, do you think? And tell us some of the experiences you've had, like people you've met and opportunities you've had to chat with some of the legends and people. I know you mentioned Jürgen Klopp earlier, and he's certainly a very interesting guy.
Yes. For me, Dortmund is... They told me I'm a Dortmund boy, the fans. Yeah, they come to me and say, okay, you're from Sauerland, you're Iserlohn, but you're a Dortmund boy. And that's like being family. Yeah, being in a family. And there are so many situations where where they give love and I feel it, yeah. So you know the Friedensplatz in Dortmund?
Top and so on, absolutely. Yeah, I know the Friedensplatz. Yeah, very central to Dortmund.
So in 2008, when Kloppy comes and he presents the new team, the new cadre, yeah, they all were on stage and they told me, hey, sing the Borussiaplatz once again, because minutes before I did it, and I say, okay, but without music, I just want to do it a cappella, yeah? So 15,000 people knew the lyrics, and on the balcony, everybody knew the lyrics to sing it, and the team, everybody in the team knew the lyrics to sing it, so I go to one of the gamers, I don't know really where, I think it was Dede.
One of the players, Dede. One of the BVB players, yeah, Dede, of course.
Dede.
Great defender.
Yeah. Was he there or no? No. It was a younger one.
Okay.
I don't remind you. I say, okay, you go on the drums and make... I say, okay, drummer, I'm a football player. I say, you... I'm your coach, you can do it. Okay, so he makes it and was really good. And everybody sings, On Bosigplatz geboren, from the beginning to the end, without mistakes. And after the show, I go to Kloppy and say, wow, I'm very astonished that everybody knows the lyrics from this song. And Kloppy told me, before they go into the team, they have to learn this song. Everybody must know this song. And that was what I say, it was a Ritterschlag. I won't forget it. I won't forget. Go on a real big stage and massive people, I don't know how much. You can see the end. You can see the end in the horizon.
Yeah, you couldn't. So many people.
Sang this song, yeah.
So many people. Yeah, it was really cool. When I was interviewing Sunday Olise, do you remember Sunday Olise?
Yes.
Yeah, he was telling me that when Dortmund won the championship in 2002, he said it was as if somebody opened a bag of rice and yellow and black rice corns fell onto all the streets of Dortmund. You couldn't... There was just black and yellow everywhere in the whole city.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's it. And when I was... Carnival in Dortmund is one big thing there, and I was one of the wagon from the carnival.
Yeah, you were on one of the you were on one of the trailers going through the carnival procession. Yeah,
Trailers together with Sebastian Kehl.
Sebastian Kehl, the former captain and now head of professional football. That's right.
Yes. And Sebastian and me are entertaining Dortmund. So I didn't know how much beer I can drink, what I could drink. So after two hours, it was very funny. It was cold, but it was very funny. So I didn't know that Sebastian Kehl could be a party lion.
Party, yeah, party guy, right.
Really. And I met some really legends like Ziggy Held.
Ziggy Held, absolutely. Yeah, Ziggy Held is captain of 66.
Or Aki Schmidt.
Yeah.
And they tell me stories about it. And the first time I met Mats Hummels was very... very, very cute, because he was a young guy, came from Bayern München, and we were in Schwerte, it's nearby Dortmund.
Yeah, and I used to play football there.
He has to do some signs, some autographs, some cards. So, yes, we stand there and he told me, I'm a little bit nervous. And I say, why? Because at Bayern München, we don't are so close with the fans. And he said, why? Said, yes, it's everybody's and it's a very security here, and that's a theme. And say, here it's just a table, there's the fans, there are me. I say, okay, we go together. And Mats is really one you can talk about everything, politics, and it's a very, very smart guy, and he knows how to talk, and he's really, really, yeah, really cool guy.
It's pretty cool. So you've actually met Mats Hummels, and you met Jürgen Klopp as well, and you also met Aki Schmidt, and of course the captain of 66 of the 66 team in Liverpool was Wolfgang Paul, but Ziggy Held was the top striker. I've had the blessing of meeting Ziggy a few times. He has a really cool voice, and he's a really cool eyebrows, which are like really amazing. It's his kind of his trademark. And it's such a shame in so many ways that some of these guys never got to play in England, like Sebastian Kehl or Wolfgang Paul or Ziggy Held. And it wasn't the done thing back in the day. Only very few German players actually went to play in other countries. But Ziggy's he's really a fan of West Ham United, as he was telling me last time on the Zoo Tribune Meisterschaft, the summer championship that the Dortmund organizes for the fan clubs, where 100 fan clubs play against each other from all over Europe. Which we London fan club have never actually managed to win, unfortunately. We got to the quarter final once, and that was the season when we played in blue and white shirts. Andy Schadl, what a great guy you are. Thank you so much for being on our show. And I love the idea of being cool and just being yourself. And that's something I've always tried to be. And it's not always easy. But yeah, it's easy when you have a great passion for something like we all have for Schwarz-Gelb. Thank you so much for your interview today. And do you want to play us a little new song with your guitar, or do you want to play Ambozix Platz Geborn for us at the end of the show?
Okay. Wir sind alle Ambozix Platz Geborn. Haben früh schon doch für alle Zeiten unser Herz verloren. Wir spürten, dass egal wohin die Fußballwelt sich dreht, Borussia Dortmund niemals untergeht. Es gab Zeiten, da ging's uns richtig schlecht. Wir blickten in den Abgrund.
Absolutely great. Thank you. Bravo, bravo, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me there.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye, Benjamin.